This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Do you find yourself getting mad all the time? It's okay. The fact that you get mad is not haram. It's not an ailment. It's not a sickness. It's not a misogynist trait. Rather, it's something that's natural. It's part of your fitrah, your natural inclination. What is important is that you know how to channel that anger for something that is beneficial. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would get angry for the sake of Allah. If Allah's deen was violated by someone voluntarily with the intention to violate Islam or a Muslim or even humanity, this would make him upset. We see the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam debunks the common understanding of masculinity, because many times we think just the fact of exerting aggression anyway is a masculine trait. That can inherently have masculine traits, but how one exerts that aggression is to where one could lose his title of masculinity, or it could be an emasculating trait. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Laysa ash-shadidu bis-sur'ah, innama ash-shadidu alladhi yamliku nafsahu 'inda al-ghadab." This hadith is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim, and it is sahih inshallah on the authority of Abu Huraira. It's sahih. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam first debunks the common understanding of masculinity, being that this person can fight. He says, "Laysa ash-shadidu bis-sur'ah." Verily, the harsh one is not the one that can wrestle. This was something that they used to do in their time, was wrestling. But wrestling in and of itself is a skill that is a manifestation of your body mechanics, using it in a way that can hurt someone, whether offensively or defensively. But the fact that you can wrestle is not a sign of you being a man. It is a character trait of a man, being that he is strong enough to wrestle. And it can be a character trait of discipline. If you are proficient, yani you are a very good wrestler, means that you have to have done it over time, because you've done it over time, which requires a level of discipline. And discipline requires patience. And patience and discipline is without a doubt a strong sign of masculinity and of manhood. But he says that is not only the shadid, the harsh one. The shadid is the one that can control themselves in a time of anger. The second, which leads me to the second point. The shadid is the one that can control themselves. Self-restraint, control. Discipline is consistent acts of control to reach a desired goal. When one has this self-constraint or restraint, they voluntarily withhold that which they want for that which is better. That's a wise man. That's a man of self-constraint. That's a restraint. That's a man of discipline. Discipline is what is needed. Knowing how to control yourself consistently for a greater good, a greater goal. So when you are at school and a female may come on to you, she may send you a text. She may send you a DM through social media. You have to learn how to block people out, man. You have to learn how to leave WhatsApp groups. You got to learn. And it may be something that you don't want to do, but you know down the line it's better for you. So when the Prophet ﷺ said, "Yamlik min malik," owns, what owns you? Do devices own you, or does Allah own you? And the way that you can prove that is when you consistently restrain yourself for that which is greater, for that which owns you. And that's ultimately what it is. The third point is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "عند الغضب." He acknowledges the ghadab. He acknowledges the anger. It is the integration of your aggression to integrate your aggression into that which is beneficial for you. So, if you're learning wrestling, for example, you exert that aggression to learn wrestling, to move to the next point, next point, to the next level, the next belt, whatever it is. If you're lifting weights, if you're learning how to shoot a bow and arrow, there's a level of aggression that you even need to stay still. That may sound weird, but that aggression inside that I really want to hit that bullseye. And I'm going to come day in and day out. When my instructor says, I can't make it at 6 p.m., you say, okay, are we able to do it at 8 p.m.? Is there? You're a little aggressive in the fact that you want this. When someone sees that you really want something, that aggression that you have, you're directing it in a way that's conducive to you. That anger that you have. When you walk around and you see people that are dressed inappropriately, for example, it makes you angry. But you don't exert that anger and speak badly to that person or talk down to that person as though they're lesser of a person. Rather, you're angry for the sake of Allah, and you ask, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, guide this person. Oh Allah, guide them. That anger is channeled into you making dua. When you saw something, intihak, maharam Allah, you saw something that was violating Allah's law, that's what makes you angry. But then you control that anger and channel that anger into dua. When you see something from a relative, when you see something from someone that may not, you know, you're angry at your parents sometimes. They may do something that you may not like. You channel that anger into making dua for them. You channel that anger into restraint and doing something good. Your mom didn't let you go out with your friends when you wanted to. After you cleaned your room when she asked you to, you're patient. And then you tell her the next day, or you say, mom, is there anything else you need from me? You're angry inside. But you control yourself, not your emotions. And that is one of the strongest characteristics that a young man, a male needs, controlling his emotions. Ultimately, that's what this hadith is talking about. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that control our emotions and don't allow our emotions to control us. Barakallahu fikum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.